From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico public school students head back to the classrooms today under the governor's hybrid in-person learning mandate. However, minority floor leader and Eddy County Representative Jim Townsend says that's not enough, as House Bill 82, which is the companion bill to Senate Bill 171, will go forward. He explains further.
I mean, that bill is to get them into school 5 days a week and let the local school boards make the decision.
That piece of proposed legislation goes before the Judiciary Committee today. Chaffetz County authorities were involved in a series of investigations of violent events in Roswell and Chaffetz County over the weekend. On Sunday, the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office surrounded a home in the county seeking a suspect. Later that day, a shooting occurred in the 300 block of South Lee, where one person was shot. On Saturday, around 4:15 p.m., a woman was shot outside a home in the 800 block of East 5th Street. The woman was transported to the hospital. Her condition is not known. On Saturday morning, a high-speed chase that began in Roswell ended 93 miles later when a man and a woman were arrested after the vehicle they were in rolled over on U.S. 285 just south of Vaughan. One of the suspects was wanted on felon in possession of a firearm. And Roswell police continue their homicide investigation into the Friday morning shooting death of 56-year-old Anthony Vasquez. Police responded to the 600 block of South Missouri Avenue around 7:40 a.m. Friday, where they found Vasquez inside a camper trailer where he resided on a residential property. He suffered a single gunshot wound, was taken to the hospital, and then he later passed away. That according to a press release from Roswell PD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth. It is not known whether any of these violent events were related. On Saturday, the Lee County Sheriff's Office held a car wash in honor of State Police Officer Darian Jarrett, who was gunned down on Thursday on Interstate 10 just outside of Deming. State Police Officer Manuel Santini, who's stationed here in Lee County, remembers his friend.
Mood. He had a great smile. Everyone that knew him pretty much remembered him for his smile. Very kind-hearted, hard-working man, a family man.
Yeah,
he loved his kids, his family.
The car wash raised just over $16,000, with all proceeds going to the family. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.